Lac du Flambeau President Carl Edwards says the Vilas County Circuit Court saw the dispute between the protesters and council as a political issue that they didn't want to get involved with. To that end, a district attorney brokered a deal where the protesters agreed to do 100 hours of community service and pay restitution to get the charges of disorderly conduct, unlawful assembly, and criminal damage to property dropped.
I think they made a mockery out of a Vilas County Court. I don't think it was the best outcome for the tribe.
Edwards says during the 14-hour takeover in May 2008, occupiers wrecked offices and disrupted daily operations, which cost the Lac du Flambeau tribe thousands of dollars.
We had to shut down a building. There's costs incurred with missed appointments, with carpeting, with chairs and locks and windows and town for their ambulance services, the law enforcement that had to come up here.
Now Edwards and the tribal council are drafting a banishment proposal that he says would protect the health and welfare of Lac du Flambeau members. He says the occupation inspired them to move on it. And while nothing is finalized, the gist is that tribal members of certain criminal offenses would be forced off the reservation.
We have a meeting on the 17th and the 24th of June. The committee will meet on it again and take all the comments from our membership. No, the members. The members will have the ultimate say-so.
Meanwhile, those who carried out the takeover say they did it to draw attention to corruption and mismanagement by the tribal council. Some say the new banishment code would be retroactive, leaving them at risk for last year's incident. Edwards says nothing is certain yet until the proposal is voted on by the tribe. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.